that you love a heart like mine.
God's Word. The Bible contains hidden treasures just waiting to be discovered. Treasures of truth that'll help us in our day-to-day lives. Listen to Forsha Ross now as she unlocks these hidden treasures with practical keys of understanding that'll empower you to live a more abundant life.
Hello, mighty intercessors. That's right. Always remember that every prayer, every desire, every groan of your heart is heard by our mighty God. In Romans 8:22-23, the scriptures say, "We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies." And in Romans 8:26-27, "In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God." There's been a groaning and an ache in my spirit that is too deep for words. It has been for the nations, the church, the family of God, and of course, my own family. Just know that some of you, even now, cannot put into words this deep groaning, and it's growing. They are the groans of the Spirit of God. God is interceding at a level beyond the mind of man. I mean, honestly, what is happening all over the world is too big for us. You are interceding, and God is listening because he is interceding through us. That is deep and profound. So be empowered, encouraged, and confident that you are making a difference, even though you are at a loss for words in this hour. It is possible to have great joy in the Lord and at the same time a great sorrow in intercession for what we are all going through. As Christians, we always live in a paradox of sorts, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as Paul the Apostle stated in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 10. Don't stop groaning for God's best in all areas. You are making a difference, and God hears. Would you believe a movie is being made about my life? This is bigger than me. Yet I have embraced this call on my life. The Seven Mountains of Influence, also referred to as the Seven Pillars of Culture, or spheres of society that many of you know about as intercessors, are religion, family, education, government, media, arts, and business. These areas have been identified as areas God has been preparing and using in mighty ways to reach people for Jesus in this hour. I believe the area that I have been called to make a huge impact for Jesus is the media. God, through miraculous ways, has brought about the avenue for this through the making of the movie Forsha, A Midnight Cry. It will reach many that are and will be in the throes of depression, hopelessness, etc. Like never before, this is the time. This movie will provide hope and help. Now is the time for you to embrace the call on your life that is bigger than you. Yes, you are hearing correctly. That huge desire in your heart that you groan to see fulfilled is God. He is interceding for you. Embrace it. Hi, this is Forsha Ross of Forsha Ross Ministries, where healing the heart, renewing the mind, and empowering the spirit takes place. Thank you for listening to my Hidden Treasures radio program. For more information, visit my website at ForshaRoss.org or check out my Facebook page at Forsha Ross Ministries. Write me at Forsha Ross Ministries, P.O. Box 717, Glendale, Rhode Island, 02826. Or call us at 1-800-533-8854 in the USA and Canada. I'd love to hear from you.